Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And so we begin again. We have the rebirth of the baby Jesus that we've all celebrated anew. We have not only a new beautiful day, but a new beautiful year, a time of great change and portent in our world, things to celebrate, things to express our concern for. And I will just add to that that it is here among us that the tools to reach out into that world are strong. Our God, our faith together, will lift us to the new challenges that face us. And we can celebrate the chance to do that together. Today, a couple of practical announcements. Our minister, Kim Farrell, you remember that woman? Kim will be back next week, and we're delighted that everything seems fine with Kim and the family. I actually ran into her in the parking lot of Wegmans. Her and her husband and both babies were going in to do a little shopping. That was about 5 days ago. So she's alive and well and looks forward to rejoining us for next week's services. Anybody else? I know Steve has a couple of pronouncements to make. Okay, Steve.
Good morning. I'd like to take this opportunity as kind of my final act as chairperson of Pastor Parish to say a few words about this period of time we've experienced while our minister has been on maternity leave. The Pastor Parish Committee talked at length about two possibilities. One was to take the safe way, and that was to ask for someone that we were familiar with to cover these different Sundays. And the other approach was to perhaps broaden our horizons by having people come in that represented different cultures, different ways of preaching. And so that's the choice we made. And I think you'd all agree at this point that it was the correct choice to make. So I'd like to thank a number of people that helped keep this transition as smooth as possible. First of all, Judy Babbitt, who had to keep track of when to write a check, who to write it to, how much to have it written for, and to have it here on the appropriate Sunday. And then Linda Roseboro, music director. She helped continue our Advent lighting tradition and incorporated the choir as part of that. And also she took care of a number of children's sermons that helped that transition. To Mark Brennan, who became secretary at a time probably that's the most demanding of all through the Christmas season, and with an absent pastor in the office. Mark rose to the occasion and performed above and beyond what we would hope for. And for Paul Brown as lay leader, Paul stepped in on every service, did what was planned, and in many instances had to step in an impromptu manner and fill in areas that maybe weren't planned completely. So we appreciate his way of doing this. In fact, it made me think that perhaps instead of being a teacher, he should have been a preacher. And finally, even though Hector Ramirez isn't here, I do want to thank the congregation for welcoming his presence here. He appreciated the fact that he was cared for here. He went away improving his ministry education and knowing that this congregation surrounded him with support and care. And then finally, with Reverend Robinson, affectionately known as DJ, we thank her for her enthusiastic sermons, for her way of bringing the gospel to us, and for her becoming really part of our family in such a short time. We wish for her the best. Perhaps in the future we'll see more of her. Thank you.
Let us move on to our time of centering featuring more spectacular music from our great friend Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we go into our call to worship, I just want to make sure that it doesn't escape me to tell you all how much I love you and to tell you how much I have appreciated being here and trying not to get too emotional this morning because it's been a very emotional time. But I just want to let you all know that my heart is for you. My prayers are with you. I thank you for this opportunity to be with you, to minister with you, to be welcomed as a part of the Avon United Methodist Church. This has been a learning experience for me, and I'm sure it has been for you as well. And even throughout all of the transitions, I want to let you know that you've handled them so well. And thank you, Paul Brown. You have been awesome throughout this whole time. And I just wanted to just say that so that when I get ready to do the sermon, it won't be so wet. So let us now pray together. Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega. It is with you we begin and with you we end. Everything was made by you, and without you, nothing is made. Today, we stand united in fellowship with our brothers and sisters, thanking you for a new day, a new year, and a new opportunity
to share the love of Christ with someone. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6. Jerusalem, stand up, shine, your new day is dawning. The glory of the Lord shines brightly on you. The earth and its people are covered in darkness, but the glory of the Lord is shining upon you. Nations and kings will come to the light of your dawning day. The Lord said, open your eyes, look around. Crowds are coming. Your sons are on their way from distant lands. Your daughters are being carried like little children. When you see this, your faces will glow, your hearts will pound and swell with pride. Treasures from across the sea and the wealth of nations will be brought to you. Your country will be covered with caravans of young camels from Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and spices in praise of me, the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
So let us share our prayers and petitions. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is truly the day that you have made. We thank you for family and for friends. We thank you for new relationships and newfound opportunities to share our love for one another. And Lord, we thank you for all who may be sick and shut in. Lord, we remember them now in our prayers. And we also thank you for all of the joys that we have had over this season. We ask that you would continue to bless us, continue to keep us in your perfect will. In Christ's name, amen and amen. At this time, we will say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we will have a gift of music by our own Paul Brown. We are one.
I just would like to say that I look for ways and encourage others to look for ways to deal with this message. This world, as of now, is perhaps more divided, more skeptical, more angry, more deluded about where to find the truth than it's been in my lifetime. And as a teenager, I lived in the 60s when people were throwing rocks at each other and demonstrating everywhere. This place, this message, can be a good part of the answer to that strife. So this song is meant to get towards that. Jesus says, love your neighbor. He means neighbors everywhere. All religions, races, cultures, from enemies, if you dare. We are all God's children. Yes, we are one. One family under God. Let's act like one. Stand tall for justice. We are one. We are one. Walk the hard road toward peace. We are one, we are one. Find forgiveness, offer love. We are one, we are one. Yes, we are one. We are one in spirit. in our prayers, in our song. We must grow in harmony, stop violence, find peace. From hatred we must turn to love. Yes, we are one. One family under God. Let's get this done. One family under God. Yes.
I love it. I love it. It is awesome. One family under God. Yes, we are one. It's so awesome when we get to this place where we have this revelation of who we really are. So, over this Advent season, and now we are at the first Sunday of the Epiphany, which means to be revealed, right? Like, ta-da, we now know something. And in this time and season, we have been able to realize that after all of the anxiety, after all of the hustle and bustle, after all of the shopping and gift giving and casserole making, I love casserole, if you haven't noticed. After maintaining the kids, visiting loved ones, and finding that sometimes, you know, we get to that quiet moment and we realize that some loved ones are gone on to be with the Lord. We have that moment of awe. Now, when the Lord gave me this message as far as being revealed, he said, aha. But it wouldn't have looked right in the bulletin because it's very easily misinterpreted as to saying, aha, I got you. But the awe revelation to us is when we come to the realization of what Christ truly means to the church and what Christ means to us in our personal lives. And so now that we've had this opportunity after the new year to sit down and kind of think things over and go over a few things, it's almost like now we can go home after this service and sit down in our favorite lazy boy or our favorite chair, and we get this moment of relaxation and we say, and we're able to reflect on all of the joys and all of the sorrows and all of the cares and what we did last year and what we're going to do this year. And let me just warn you, don't overthink it. Because a lot of times we drive ourselves mad overthinking and reliving the past and trying to have guilt and regret about what happened last year. Let me just encourage you to live your life today without regret. It's the moment of breathing in and releasing. When we look at our text, we have visited expecting the unexpected. We've had a good cry. And in our perception, we have not only been watchers, but we've been seers. And through the musical orientations and all of the wonderful music, we've been able to be captivated and dream about what we're going to do in the future. What does the future look like for our children and for this year? And so with all of that reflection, we've reflected on picking up the pieces and applying our words indeed. And it's suddenly revealed to us that Christ has not only been working through us for other people, but Christ has actually been working on us, using us, shaping us, developing us for his glory. One of the scriptures in the lectionary was on Matthew chapter 2. And what I noticed is that everyone who was involved in the confirmation of Christ's manifestation into the world left with a new perception of themselves to what and to who Christ is in their lives. We look at King Herod. His perception was definitely changed. He had to reconsider his leadership. We look at the wise men who had saw it in the stars. And, you know, we as Christians, we don't really follow those zodiac things, right? But they had seen it in the stars, and they came and they saw the manifestation of Christ, and they left a different way. We see the lives of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the innkeeper. Everyone who had an encounter with Christ during this time, all the way up through the birthing pains and the labor and all of the anxiety and all of the stress to Christ's coming. And now, their lives have been changed. A new revelation. What does this mean? I've been changed. I've not only been changed to impact someone else's life, but the change has impacted my life. The awe of revelation. And not only was Christ revealed to them, but as they went on their way, it was the manifestation of God's promise, God's power, and God's personal encounter that regardless of their color, regardless of their shape, regardless of their personal beliefs, regardless of how many members were in their family, regardless of what church they attended, they were all changed by the presence of Christ. They had become one through Christ. And so when we encounter Christ, we engage in that moment of we can breathe again, knowing that our struggles are not our own, but that we share in a community and in a body of believers that share in those same experiences, that same hope, that same sorrow, that same joy. We are one. And everyone who encounters Christ, they leave with that little element, that little piece of the puzzle that reminds them that they are not alone. That even though this one experience has impacted us in so many different ways, we all have something in common, that one experience. And so what ends up happening is that our awe becomes awe. All of a sudden, we see the glory of God and we see the manifestation of God in our lives. And now, not only are we breathing and relaxed and having more of a revelation, but now we see Christ revealed not only in our lives, but all over the world. We can look and now see Christ in each other. Do you see how the tone, just those two little letters, A-H or A-W-E, just those little letters, depending on how you interpret it, can change your whole perspective. So, to close, Isaiah says, arise and shine. I like to shine by smiling. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Only you, all of us. Because he's talking to Jerusalem, he's talking to all the people who believe God. And since this scripture has already been read, we know that darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness right now is over all the people. But God tells us, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. What a revelation that changes us all. So my encouragement to you is that as we take this brief break, because some of us don't have to go to work tomorrow, we take a breath. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to enjoy those moments of kindness, of gentleness, of love, of song, of praise, of community, of being together. God is the breath of our life, right? We've read that. The breath of life. Breathe it in. And have revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to once again just tell you all how much I love you and how proud I am to see how well you have pulled together as a congregation in the midst of transition. It was refreshing and beautiful to serve with you during this season, and I look forward to seeing you again. I'll be popping in periodically. Amen. Amen. So let us receive our benediction. May God bless you and keep you. May his face smile upon you and shine on you. Continue to let your light shine is my encouragement for you. Continue to be that revelation of Christ in someone's life. And as Christ is using you to work on someone, remember that Christ is also working on you. So now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, majesty, and power, both now and forever. Let us all say, Amen. You are dismissed, and I will take as many hugs as I can get today.
This has been Revealed with Pastor DJ Robinson from January 1st, 2017. Epiphany means to be revealed. This is our spiritual time of year to reflect on what has been and what we have learned. What has been revealed in your life that helps you prepare and strengthen for what is to come?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.